Jerry Bader Show, 1026. A lot of stuff we're not going to get to today because the show just kind of got moved around and it's in what was going on. Glenn Grothman announcing he is running against Tom Petri. We had the interview earlier today. We'll replay it in the next half hour. We're not going to get to Charles Koch's opinion piece today. I'm fighting to restore a free society. And what else? There's another big one that we're probably not going to get to. Where is it here? Oh, the income inequality love train. Dan Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal. Charles Koch in today's Wall Street Journal. I've teased both of them, but I'll try to get to both of them tomorrow. Remember when Mary Burke first was being considered as a candidate for governor? Unions and their supporters didn't like her. John Matthews, executive director of MTI, again, this is one of the unions involved here. As a one percenter, he called her a one percenter who couldn't relate to low-income students. AFSCME labor leader Marty Beal on Burke agreeing with several Act 10 provisions. That's an unfortunate remark from my perspective. Phil Neuenfeld, president AFL-CIO. Act 10 always has been and will infringe upon a worker's rights to collective bargaining and democracy in the workplace. A liberal radio talk show host who we do not name here because he doesn't deserve it. This woman and her brother are responsible for putting people out of work and shipping the jobs to China. She has been called by liberals, the Democrat Mitt Romney has Mary Burke. Wow, that's when they thought they might have a choice, when perhaps Kathleen Vinault was going to run. Now, the AFL-CIO yesterday endorsed presumptive Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke. She had been blasted by liberals, as Nathan Schock of Meteor Trackers writes. In an extraordinary demonstration of just how far the left is willing to go to defeat Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, yesterday, as I said, the AFL-CIO endorsed her. Mitt Romney made his fortune by outsourcing jobs and kicking American workers to the unemployment line, said Phil Neuenfeld, president of Wisconsin State AFL-CIO, in a 2012 press release. Neuenfeld's comments could easily apply to Burke, some on the left seem to suggest. In fact, last July, the liberal Daily Kos called Burke the Mitt Romney on the left. As we predicted, all of that now is forgiven. Oh, no, you know, she's just fabulous. You knew that was going to happen. You knew that the left would kiss and make up and that they were not going to, well, they don't have a choice now. And that they have LCIO coming out and endorsing her means that they don't expect anyone else to come on the horizon. That's what that means. All right, we have a really good, and Jason found it, a really good what is right and what is wrong topic that we'll try to take a few calls on, and then we'll replay the Glenn Grothman interview. For those of you who missed it, he announced on this show about 8:40 this morning that he is running for Congress, and that would ostensibly be against Tom Petri in a primary. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.